Welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here, 1320 WILS, and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone now to Sergeant Florine McLothian-Taylor, who is a sergeant with the MSU Police Department. Good evening. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you.
A lot of people talking about some changes coming in security and what we can and can't take into the football stadium this year, so I wanted to come right to the source and find out exactly what it is we can and can't bring in and the reasons for that.
Well, I appreciate that, because one of the things that we want to do is try to get the information out there early and soon so people are, you know, prepared. But a lot of the items are things that they couldn't necessarily bring in before. One of the main things, though, this year is purses. So it's purses, diaper bags, camera bags, binocular cases. And then we wanted to stress, too, seat backs with pockets and anything that's similar. They will not be able to bring into the stadium.
And in the past, I remember buying a little purse that fit the requirements. We were allowed to bring in a bag if it was, you know, the dimensions were accurate. But we're just eliminating that entirely.
Exactly. It eliminates a lot of confusion for people. And by doing it this way, it's going to help to speed up the lines in terms of fans getting into to see the games a lot sooner.
And this recommendation in part came from the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. Is that right?
That's correct. Spartan Stadium, by the way, was just one of many large facilities that were inspected last year by the Department of Homeland Security. And instituting a no-bag policy was just one of the department's highest recommendations for increasing security. There are a number of other recommendations that are under review, but this was one that we could immediately put in force.
And it's increased security, of course, is the main focus, but I, as a season ticket holder, have been in those long lines. This will expedite that process, won't it?
You're absolutely right. We did get some complaints from individuals, but this does allow for a swift line. It's a quicker entry into the stadium. And the other thing, too, is that we always in the past had a special needs gate, and sometimes from comments that we would hear is that it would take up to 45 minutes and people couldn't see the first quarter. By eliminating that special needs gate, and having all the gates open and having those clear plastic bags, individuals will get in a lot sooner and will be able to view the game.
And it is important, I think, while we're covering this, to cover all aspects of it. The only exception will be patrons who have medical or family need. And what kind of does that mean?
That's correct. Any type of, for instance, you have individuals who might be diabetic that may have special medications that they may have to take. So we want to be conscious of that. And like you said earlier, safety is our primary concern. So we want to make it an enjoyable experience for them. So we thought the clear bags, plastic bags, would be a way for us to easily examine that and allow people in with medical reasons.
And when we touched on it earlier, the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, so they're part of the inspection process at MSU?
Well, like I said, they inspected a number of large facilities. We were not the only one. But, yes, they did make a number of recommendations, and there are probably going to be other changes coming down the pike later on. But this, again, was just one of those recommendations that we could, enforce this soon.
And that was the reason for the change at this time anyway.
Exactly.
Okay. Now, as they're going along looking at security all over the place, they're doing this all over the country as well, aren't they? And just realizing that this would make it, it certainly eliminates a whole section of things that they have to look into.
Exactly. And it gives us an opportunity to concentrate in other areas in terms of security as opposed to being there at the gates, with the long lines and so forth. Because, again, safety is the primary concern.
And just in some information I looked over before speaking with you, for instance, University of Michigan hasn't had allowed bags in the stadiums for a couple of years now.
That's correct. And, you know, hopefully all of the Big Ten schools and everyone will be following the same type of policy. So if you're, you know, visiting a game here at Michigan State University at Spartan Stadium, or if you're, you know, at U of M or one of the other schools, everyone will have the same policy. Consistency is going to make it a lot easier for everyone. So, again, you know, all of these institutions in terms of these facilities are being looked at and recommendations are being made.
And this is what we're speaking of specifically right now is for Spartan Stadium, but you're reviewing, you're reviewing the policies at Breslin and Mount Ice Arena.
Breslin is being reviewed as well, and that's correct, Mount Ice Arena. So we're doing this right now, like you said, for Spartan Stadium, but this is just the start because it's important to have consistency here at Michigan State as well. So if you, you know, you realize that you can't bring certain items in at the football game, you'll just know in the future that this may also apply for other events at the Breslin Center as well as Mount Ice Arena.
And I think it's important to get the information out there. I've been at several tailgates where women are going, wait a minute, I can't bring this in. So it, we get the more information out there, people will know ahead of time, just leave them at home.
And that's what we're trying to do. And that's a good point that you just made. You know, as opposed to leaving the items in your vehicles, leave them at home. I mean, you know, bring your ID, of course. We want you to have that and anything else that's allowed to bring in. But anything that you don't really need, it's going to make it a lot faster to get into the stadium. It's going to be a lot easier, I think, in terms of people that you may be sitting next to within mm-hmm. the stands because, you know, the space is a little bit small right in that area and so forth. So we're hoping that we know that there's going to be some things in terms of people being a little bit upset about right now, but I think once it's instituted, people get used to it, they'll appreciate it.
Well, and I think anything that increases safety in general is a good thing, and we can all adapt to that.
Exactly. And again, this is going to be for the first home football game. However, for that, we were going to be having a U2 concert on June 26th, and we will be instituting it at that concert as well.
So I think people need to get used to the idea of if attending things at Spartan Stadium for now and perhaps others venues around MSU campus in the future, just leave the stuff at home.
Exactly.
Very good. I can't thank you enough. Like I said, the more information we have out there, the better off we are. Thank you for your time today.
You're welcome. Thank you.